2 years ago, communities in Dane County started sharing specially equipped ambulances designed for life-threatening emergencies. It worked so well, cities and towns decided to do it permanently. Six communities have agreed to share ambulances equipped with what's called advanced life support. Madison is one of them, Mayor Dave Cieslewicz.
If you're having an emergency, you don't really care what the name of the community is on the side of the truck that comes to save your life. But it took us too long, I think, as a region to understand that, but we do understand that now.
Cities were not always eager to share emergency services. In fact, there used to be an attitude that the executive director of the Wisconsin EMT Association compares to high school rivalries.
I don't want to say that services were adversarial, but there was certainly a big competition many, many years ago where services were very proud in their traditions and they wanted to be able to do things on their own, and was almost a sign of weakness if they had to go to an outlying service for mutual aid or if they couldn't handle things by themselves.
Since then, Don Hunjady from the Wisconsin EMS Association says departments have gotten smarter and budgets tighter, prompting a growing trend toward sharing equipment and personnel. Another factor in more rural areas is lack of volunteers. Hunjady says there are 16,000 licensed EMTs in the state, but not all of them are actively working.
Certainly what there is a drop of is people that are available during the daytime hours, and that is for a variety of reasons, including more people working, more two families working, and more people working outside of the community that they live in.
Dane County officials say lack of volunteers is not a factor in their decision to share ambulances designed for the worst emergencies. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.